Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I still think he's going to lead off and hit a home run on the first pitch tonight. So,
look at this. Are you kidding me? He is back.
Yes, Bo is psychic. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the morning shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack. And we are going to get to Mike's Top 5 Tuesday. I'm just telling you, it's going to be brutal because it's the top five HBO series.
She already said that none of my top five. I showed Allie with the list. She's like, none of these would have made my list. I'm like, oh my God.
Not have put any of them on my list.
Wow.
So go ahead and start tweeting your favorite HBO series to at 929 Morning Shift. Of course, over the weekend, Braves lost the series to the Padres, but Ronald Acuna Jr. made his grand return with a first pitch home run with his first at bat. And Braves start a series against the Phillies tonight in Philadelphia with Spencer Strider on the mound. Phillies, pretty good team. They are 34-19, leading the National League. Only team better than that is the Tigers with 35-20. And if you're curious at home, Phillies are 17-8.
That's what like winning 10 or 11 in a row will do for you. I think the Phillies did that until Sunday when they lost. They were they're like 9-1 in their last 10. They have been on fire, and you get like. You get Suarez. You get.
He's been pretty good this year.
I think you get Zach Wheeler, and
I believe that's right.
And somebody else that's good. But we got Sell.
It ain't gonna matter right now. Playing
the Sauber,
I will say that.
And Strider going and not in that order. But let me tell you something. You got to hit. You got to get timely hits. This was a disappointing. Friday night's game was disappointing because magic was in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I told you what Ronnie was going to do. He did it.
We call this version of him Bostradamus.
We cool. Yeah. And then Eli White's base running error, which was, listen to me, it was Eli White's error, not Tuiasa Sopo at third. He threw up the stop sign, which means
stop.
Just stop when you get here, dog.
Pretty simple. Stop.
But see, here's the problem: is Eli White thought, and it's like Maverick says in Top Gun, "Don't think, do," because if you think, you're dead. And guess what? Eli White thought on the base pads, and he was dead on the base pads.
Yeah,
out, and that cost you essentially the game.
Would you say that it's important to take two out of three in this series if you have any inkling of winning the East? Because it feels like Philadelphia right now is a runaway train.
Well, I think that it's important to take two of three if you consider yourself a playoff team. And the reason why is you're 4-6 in your last 10. You lost two to the Nats and then came home and lost two of three to the Padres. So you're 1-4 in your last five. You need to remember what winning is like. See, this was the problem with the team starting out the way they did this season is you have less room for these types of spurts of losing baseball. You've basically afforded yourself no margin of error, and especially when you play a team like the Phillies at a red hot, you lose two of three in this series, and you're what, 9.5 games out, 10 games out?
Yeah.
So you just can't.
An uphill climb.
Well, and we are feeling that pressure to win this series, but I was kind of checking out on the Philadelphia side. How are they feeling up there? And the headlines up there, like, this is the worst time for Ronald Acuna Jr. to come back. So they're nervous, too.
Yeah,
they're feeling the pressure
out.
As well.
Well, they're very angry, pessimistic people. I mean, you see Dylan, how he acts. He's an Eagles fan. He's not even a Phillies fan, which the Phillies fans might be.
Look,
as bad, if not worse, than Eagles fans.
Save your anger for Mic'd Up. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit it. It was a tough one. It is Top 5 Tuesday, Top 5 HBO series. And guys, I don't think I've ever struggled as much making a list. I almost expanded out to 10. I did that one time, Allie, in the history of Top 5 Tuesday, expanded out to 10. It was for Will Ferrell movies.
Okay.
That's the only time I couldn't cut it down to 5. And I was ashamed of myself afterwards. I was like, no, it's Top 5 Tuesday.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't not do that. So I promised myself I would never do that. Now, a couple caveats before we get into this. It's Top 5 series. A series can be one season. A series can be 5 seasons. All right? Mini series are included in series. All right? So do not come at me. Do not say, well, it wasn't, season 2 wasn't a good season. All right? I don't care. It's Top 5 series over the course of a series. Allow me to get to my honorable mentions. First of all, honorable mention Succession. I have not seen Succession. It's too recent. All right, so it's not in my top 5. I am an open book as far as moving forward with that one. I will try it out at some point, but it's not in top 5 because I haven't seen it.
So good. Some of the best dialogue you'll ever see in a series.
Right.
And I'm a big fan of great dialogue because I'm an intellectual.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You also have a couple of, look, I'm not going to say I saw every freaking episode of some of these shows that are here, but, you know, Succession I haven't seen yet. All right, 2 honorable mentions. Are you ready? Because I can tell you're going to be upset about both of these probably. Number 1 is Entourage. Honorable mention, Entourage. Great show, was phenomenal, just didn't quite make the list. Number 2 honorable mention is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So I have thoughts about this.
Okay.
First off, I think Entourage deserves it because it deserves being in the top 5 because of everyone wanted to be in a cameo on Entourage.
Yes.
And it was
like Tom Brady.
I mean, it basically circumvented like it went.
It was just a movement.
It was more than just frat boys watching it together because there was a lot of sex scenes in it. Like it really moved. Now, I had a bad season. Like the season where Vinny's all coked up is just brutal.
Yeah.
Not very good. But I think it should be in top 5 just because of the fact that you're right. It was a movement.
Okay.
Curb is different for me because Curb is like Seinfeld on steroids. Like it's basically Seinfeld, but you get a little bit more out of it and you can be a little more kind of rated R with it. But it's just kind of a sitcom kind of thing almost.
Yeah.
So I'm okay. As great as it was, I'm okay with it not being top 5.
All right. We'll keep that same vibe going. Dylan, start the countdown. Created by Ben Best, Jody Hill, and Danny McBride, starring Kenny Powers as a former professional baseball pitcher who, after a career downturn in the major leagues, is forced to return to his hometown middle school in Shelby, North Carolina, as a substitute physical education teacher. Ladies and gentlemen, Eastbound and Down.
Boy, when I heard that you were going to be subbing here, I almost lost my mind.
Well, that's good for you.
Well, yeah, there's something you need to know about, Kenny. You're not the only athlete here at Jeff Davis. I happen to be training for a triathlon right now, so doing a lot of running and cycling, swimming. Well, you know all about that.
No, actually, I don't. I play real sports, not trying to be the best at exercising.
That's one of the greatest lines ever. And you know what? Most major league pitchers look like. I mean, there's been a couple. Remember Dan Kolb? Or Cobb, how you pronounce him? He was a Braves reliever for like half a season. Yeah, he looked like Kenny Powers talks.
Bartolo Colon-esque.
In that.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. As much as I love Eastbound and Down, if Curb Your Enthusiasm isn't a top 5, then neither is.
Have you seen Eastbound and Down, Alex?
I've seen about half of a series, okay. I believe, of Eastbound.
Oh,
and it is
good.
Hilarious.
It's
it
good.
Is very, very
so
funny.
So good.
So the Vice Principals.
And maybe Righteous Gemstone and Vice Principals is kind of weighing on me, but I think Danny McBride deserved a spot in the top 5. So, all right, let's move on, Dylan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number four, this one, a little bit interesting to be included here. Obviously, there's four different seasons and there's four different casts with that. But look, this is, and you call that, I just learned, a nonlinear narrative. Season one focuses on Louisiana State Police homicide detectives Rustin Cole and Martin Hart, who investigated the murder of Dora Lange in 1995. During the investigation, the infidelities jeopardizes the marriages, and they grapple with the burden of the troubled past. That is season one, but really the entire series, True Detective.
What do you know about these people? Just observation and deduction. See a propensity for obesity, poverty, a yen for fairy tales. Folks putting what few bucks they do have in the little wicker baskets being passed around. I think it's safe to say that nobody here is going to be splitting the atom, Marty.
Can you imagine if people didn't believe things they'd get up to?
Exact same thing they do now, just out in the open.
I mean, dude, I just, when hearing those two voices put together, y'all can come at me all you want to about the nonlinear narratives and the different casts for every series. I loved every single season of that, pretty much. But man, beautiful acting job by both those guys for sure.
True Detective is one of those. It's really hit or I know you said don't come at you about the different seasons, but it's really hit or
yeah,
miss.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. I just think that I enjoyed all of them. Some of them were just better than the others.
I think that when it's the way that they do that series, you almost have to count each season on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that that was the best season because of McConaughey and
They're
Woody Harrelson.
So good.
Their chemistry is phenomenal. And of course, Alexander Daddario is
not bad.
Pretty cool in that, too. She has some good acting scenes.
Let's move on. Number three, guys, and just buckle in, because I know a lot of people have this at number one. The series premiered on June 2nd, 2002, and ended on March 9th, 2008, comprising of 60 episodes over five seasons. The idea of the show started out as a police drama, loosely based on the experiences of writing partners Simon and Ed Burns, a former homicide detective and public school teacher, The Wire.
You're feeding off the violence and the despair of the drug trade. You're stealing from those who themselves are stealing the lifeblood from our city. You are a parasite who leeches off
just like you,
the culture
man.
Of drugs.
Excuse me? What?
I got the shotgun. You got the briefcase. It's all in the game, though, right?
All in the game, though. Woo, boy, that scene right there. Omar takes the stand. That scene is known as, man. It's older, but it's classic.
So I have not seen The Wire, full disclosure, but that's what gave us Idris Elba, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm cool with this one.
fair enough, probably, but yes. I mean, that's you're all kind of packing it in.
Never saw The Wire.
Yeah.
But the fact that you've left off now Boardwalk Empire.
All right.
Either Game of Thrones.
Just calm down.
Hold on.
He still has more.
Either Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, Sopranos, Band of Brothers, White Lotus.
All right, calm down. I still got two more. We gotta go. I don't have all day to talk about it. We gotta go.
This list is
brutal. All right, Dylan, hit it. Number two, if you would just calm down for a second, an American crime drama television series created by David Chase. The series follows Tony Soprano, a New Jersey mafia boss who suffers from panic attacks, and he reluctantly begins seeing a psychiatrist, Dr. Melfi. I don't need to go any further. It's The Soprano.
Let me tell you something. Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and go on Sally, Jesse, Raphael and talk about their problems. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type? He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud. I understand therapy as a concept. But in my world, it does not go down. Could I be happier? Yeah, yeah. Who couldn't?
There it is. Dude. There it is, The Sopranos.
Dude, if you go look for it, there's the audition tapes of different actors, including some of the actors that were on that show that did that scene. And then you go watch him do it. No, I mean, He literally, other than the murders and stuff, he became Tony Soprano.
Do you have any guesses real quick? You got 5 seconds.
I don't think it's going to be Game of Thrones because you didn't even finish it, did you?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know how Game of Thrones
is left
off this.
I finished it. I did finish Game of Thrones. It was much later, though.
Probably going to be Band of Brothers.
Hit the number. A 2001 America War drama miniseries based on historian Stephen Ambrose's nonfiction book of the same name. It's created by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, who also served as executive producers. And they all that come after they collaborated on Saving Private Ryan. Don't go any further. You hit it. Band of Brothers.
This morning, President Truman received the unconditional surrender from the Japanese. War's over.
Regardless of points, medals, or wounds, each man in the 101st Airborne would be going home. Each of us would be forever connected by our shared experience. And each would have to rejoin the world as best he could.
Hit you right in the feels, baby. Hit you right in the feels.
I watched the first episode yesterday. They played it on TV.
Of course they did.
And I forgot how big of a schmuck David Schwimmer's character is. I mean,
hey,
that's a phenomenal series. I commend you for having it on there and having it at one. But you left some great series off. This list is incomplete.
We'll hit it on the wake-up call on the other side. And just a reminder, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. We got the wake-up call coming up on the other side. I know you don't have an issue with my list. Don't come at me. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.